From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks. It is the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is in the delegation.
We will come in and throw our weight behind accelerated mediation of the kind that should have taken place over these many months, over the enhanced deployment of a UN presence.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell more than 3% Thursday at one point before recovering significantly. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Scott Shelleby is the vice president of Alpha Modus.
We're going to have to see, you know, a global pickup in growth really would be the kicker. But you know what? That doesn't look to be happening anytime soon. Hence the stock market's going down, you know, the worst 2 weeks we've had since in history.
Some good news, though. Markets are mixed in Asia today. This is VOA News.